Talking Mirror, a good advice. During the days of Gautam Buddha, one young boy was addicted to bad habits and behaved rudely with people, and he was becoming a criminal due to his antisocial activities. His mother tried to bring him to normal life but could not succeed. Finally, she decided to take her son to Gautam Buddha to seek his blessings. With great difficulty, she convinced her son to meet Buddha. Both of them went to the forest where Buddha was sitting under the tree doing meditation. The mother fell at the feet of Buddha and started crying. Buddha asked,
"Why are you crying?"
The mother said, "My son is doing all bad things and becoming a criminal nowadays. Please do something, Buddha." Buddha looked at her son and said,
"Now, it's too late. And this young man is going to die today."
And Buddha left that place. Both mother and her son were shocked to hear that and came back home with a sad feeling. They did not sleep the whole night with the fear of death. Twenty-three hours were over. And in the last hour, Buddha came to visit them. He asked her son,
"Have you indulged in any cheating or theft during these 23 hours?
The son said, "No, Buddha."
"Did you tell lies?"
The son said, "No, Buddha, not at all."
"What did you do these 23 hours then?"
The son said, "Since death was approaching me very closely, I have been repenting for all my sins, Buddha, and I have realized that I have wasted my valuable life, but it's too late now to realize."
"Don't worry, you're not going to die now. Spend the rest of your life doing good deeds, follow higher values, and be kind to others."
And the man was very happy listening to Buddha's teaching. What Buddha wanted to achieve is he wanted to teach a young man a lesson. The fear of death can bring all things, can bring all people back to track. Death is certain to all of us. It may come any moment, in any shape, and for any reason. Let us live each moment being true to the best values in the self, and doing good deeds by being kind and compassionate to others. Such people will be remembered even after their deaths.